Welcome, everybody. Share number 1522. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ben Moshe and Rafu Shleimer Renelli Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Adava Dava, what one could talk about on Shabbos, what one can't. And we were just going through some various different examples. We said, Lamaisa, we came out, if one could show that it really falls under the guidelines of hear her, which is really machshava in the mind, even though one should be careful what they think about in Shabbos also, but halacha lamaisa, that is okay. So the last example that we ended off was, we're going a little bit through the Sefer Lamites Malachas, page 105, and the example was, for example, he says one may say that they intend to travel to another city, as long as they don't say that they intend to drive there. Of course, you can't say that you're going to drive there because the driving is not allowed on Shabbos, right? That's an explicit verbal expression. That would be awesome. Mir machshava, explicit intent. My intent is to go there, right? That would be okay. And then we show, though, so he brings down in Aron number 423, like we spoke about, as long as there's a way that somebody could get there, halachically in a legal dick away, making mechitzas, whatever, however it is, there's various different ways that things could be done. The right way, of course, nobody's going to do it like that, but it could be done, so therefore we say that that loshen per se, that speech per se, would be okay, even though it entails something that possibly might not be okay, because even though when a person says, I'll drive, when a person says, I'm going to go there, I'll travel there, I'll travel there, you might drive, yeah, you might walk, you might do it another way, there's various different ways of traveling, right? So, okay, so I just want to move on. We spoke about last time that the inyan of a mitzvah, when somebody talks about doing a mitzvah, we said from the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa, even a mitzvah, if somebody says straight out, one should not say it unless it gives them a zrizus, it's a machlekes, we said, right? If somebody says straight out, well, I'm going to drive to go give tzedakah. Okay, it's a mitzvah, but you're saying the word drive. So then we said that's already machlekes. Mishnah Berurah came out, if somebody really needs it, like to give them, his reasons to a little extra boost, as they say, to be able to do it after Shabbos. We're not doing it on Shabbos, after Shabbos. And then Mishbar said, "Lekuli Alma, that would be fine." So just to read a little bit from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, how he explains that aspect of it, verbal expression of a mitzvah related malacha. Okay. And this all starts on page 105, goes on to page 106 in the Sefer Lamites Malachas. Only non-mitzvah-related speech is restricted. Non-mitzvah-related speech, that's not allowed. Accordingly, it's allowed to discuss, one would be allowed, accordingly, it's permitted. One is allowed to discuss a planned mitzvah project. In other words, they're doing a project that's some sort of a mitzvah or activities on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We're talking about it. They're not actually doing it. Of course, you can't, just because something is a mitzvah, you can't do it on Shabbos if it's not allowed to be done, right? So he explains some examples. It's permitted to discuss plans for a dinner or fundraiser on behalf of a shul or a Torah institution, because such efforts are a great mitzvah. So you have that a lot that comes up. Sometimes somebody's right, they're planning, they're going to make a dinner for the shul, they were fundraising for a Torah institution and these different, various different type of things. And especially in those cases, like the Mishnah Berurah said, it gives a person their service. You know, we discuss it, we get into it, you know, and then it's a group of people, whatever the case might be. Fine. So that's what he says. It's permitted to discuss plans for a dinner, fundraiser on behalf of a shul, her institution, because such efforts are, of course, a great mitzvah. He brings in also, it's permitted to, another a very interesting example, which could come up all the time, is permitted to discuss financial aspects of a shidduch match, if this is necessary to expedite the shidduch per se, right? An arrangement, arranging the shidduch, obviously, is one of the greatest mitzvahs a person can do. However, any specific details of arrangements must wait until after Shabbos. Of course, he can't do the actual arrangements themselves or the specific details. None of these things can be done on Shabbos itself, but it's permitted to discuss financial aspects of a shidduch match, if it's necessary to expedite the shidduch. Again, it's all falling under the all falling under the guidelines of mitzvah per se. So even though one is discussing actual things which are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, it is a machalikis. But definitely, if somebody needs a little bit of a push, definitely all these things could be done. So brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos. Okay, just real quickly to read where it's coming from. The Shulchan Aruch submission Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says straight out Chafzei Shemayim. Right, Lemaisa, that's what we've been talking about all along. Chafetzecha, Yuach Chafetzim is not allowed, but Chafzei Shemayim Mutter. So it says straight out the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Shin Vav. Sif Vav, Chafzei Shemayim Mutter, Daber Bahem. Right, doing mitzvahs is, this cheshbon is sort of like of mitzvahs. Kagoyin cheshbon is shel mitzvah, lefsait tzedaka, lefakech alis kei rabim, leshadach tinek la'arei. So these are various different things. The chsiv, Mishnah Berurah says, the chsiv, imtash b'shabbos raglecha, mimsei chefsecha, v'dorish chafesecha, zesrim chefsei shemayim, is mutter. So like that's what we've been talking about, the chefsei shemayim, is mutter, even cheshbonis, mutter lachshev, mashe tzarech lesudas mitzvah, right? The Mishnah Berurah gives an example from the Magen Avraham, lefsait tzedaka, laniyim, or the Beisak Neses, lanada veze chefetz. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now. That's why you see a lot of times in shul, they do these various different types of appeals and all these different type of things. This would all run under the same guidelines. Beferushad Machaber in Shulchan Aruch. These cheshbonis, making calculations or whatever, these various different things in reference to mitzvah is fine. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tov.